From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. British Prime Minister Theresa May has given Russia until the end of Tuesday to explain the use of a nerve agent against a former Russian double agent, Sergei Skripal, in southern England early this month. London said it's highly likely the Kremlin was involved. Ms. May addressed Parliament Monday.
It is now clear that Mr. Skripal and his daughter were poisoned with a military-grade nerve agent of a type developed by Russia. This is part of a group of nerve agents known as Novichok.
She said there are only two possible explanations for what happened.
Either this was a direct act by the Russian state against our country, or the Russian government lost control of its potentially catastrophically damaging nerve agent and allowed it to get into the hands of others.
The Prime Minister said she's prepared to conclude the action amounts to an unlawful use of force by the Russian state against the United Kingdom. The White House expressed outrage. Moscow rejected the accusation. Dmitry Peskov, spokesman for President Vladimir Putin, says Skripal worked for British intelligence. The incident occurred on British soil, and it has nothing to do with Russia. Skripal and his daughter remain hospitalized since the incident, are still listed in critical condition. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, during a brief stop in Nigeria Monday, met President Muhammadu Buhari, promising help in the fight against the Boko Haram insurgency.
The recent kidnapping of more than 100 schoolgirls is heartbreaking. Nigeria has the United States' full support, and we are actively working with our partners here on other ways we can assist you in this fight.
The schoolgirls were taken from the town of Dapchi in Yobe State last month. Tillerson stopped in five countries, including Ethiopia, Djibouti, Kenya, and Chad. This is VOA News. As fighting rages in Syria, the U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley Monday told the Security Council the U.S. is prepared to act. It has proposed a draft resolution demanding a ceasefire for Damascus in the nearby rebel-held enclave of Eastern Ghouta.
We have drafted a new ceasefire resolution that provides no room for evasion. It is simple, straightforward, and binding. It will take effect immediately upon adoption by this council. It contains no counterterrorism loopholes for Assad, Iran, and the Russians to hide behind.
The death toll from the government's three-week campaign against Eastern Ghouta approaches 1,200 as the forces of President Bashar al-Assad seek to crush rebel resistance and end the firing of missiles into nearby Damascus. Meanwhile, the northwest, Turkish forces are said to have surrounded the Syrian city of Afrin in their campaign against the Kurds. The White House said even though it hasn't heard back yet from North Korea, it expects a proposed meeting between President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to go on as planned in May. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is a presidential spokesperson.
We fully expect that it will. The offer was made and we've accepted. North Korea made several promises, and if we hope that they stick to those promises, and if so, the meeting will go on as planned.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said he expected to hear something directly from Pyongyang. Vice President Mike Pence, in a televised interview Monday, said Mr. Kim's offer to cease missile and nuclear testing while not objecting to joint U.S.-South Korean military exercises is, in his words, a remarkable step forward. Confusion over landing instructions is being looked into following Monday's crash of a U.S. Bangla Airlines Bombardier Q400 as it approached the airport in bad weather in the Nepalese capital, Kathmandu. 49 of 71 people on board were killed. The flight data recorder has been removed from the wreckage. The aircraft on a flight from Dhaka clipped a fence and burst into flames. The White House Monday announced President Trump will host talks next week with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. The heir apparent to King Salman is scheduled to visit the White House on March 20th. China announced it's merging its banking and insurance regulators, giving them powers to institutions such as the central bank to better scrutinize those sectors in a bid to crack down on risky lending and practices and reduce high corporate debt levels. It's seen as a move by Beijing to gain better control over the state-dominated economy. President Donald Trump has blocked Singapore-based Broadcom's $117 billion hostile bid to take over U.S.-based Qualcomm. Citing national security concerns, Broadcom said it disagrees. Meanwhile, U.S. stocks closed mixed with the NASDAQ composite, which tracks the tech sector, rising to a second straight record high. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.